Hello, and welcome back to the Crime Side of Podcast. My name is Brianna, and today we will be talking about a killing on the Cape. So sit back and enjoy the suspense. The Murder. On January 6, 2002, fashion writer and single mother Christy Worthington was found stabbed to death in her home in a small town on Cape Cod. Her two-year-old daughter, Ava, was unharmed at her side. We start with a look at the crime that would tip off the most high-profile investigation in Cape Cod history. The Selfish Constable. Police begin their search for the person who killed 46-year-old Krista Worthington. To understand where they would look first, we learn about Krista and her fast-paced career as a writer, as well as her affair with a married man that would put him in the investigation's crosshairs. More leads, more dead ends. Police expand their search for Krista Worthington's killer, looking at an ex-boyfriend and even her own father. But a match on a crucial piece of DNA evidence continued to be elusive, forcing police to take an unorthodox approach to find the killer, and one that would grab national headlines. The Garbage Man. 3 years into their investigation, police arrest and charge Christopher McCowan for the murder of Krista Worthington, but the arrest of a black man in the murder of a wealthy white woman would immediately ignite controversy. The Verdict. The prosecution lays out its case against Christopher McCowan for the rape and murder of Krista. While his defense looks to poke holes in the case and raise doubts in the minds of the jurors, the high-profile trial took weeks and left some wondering still to this day whether it was fair. The Interview. More than 10 years after Christopher McCowan's conviction, his defense continues its efforts to get him a new trial. His final statement was, "Why am I sitting in prison for somebody else?"